today. Face is to look at. Now I'm on. Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a praise clap this morning. Amen. He is our victory. Woo! The Bible tells us in Romans 8:37, amid all these things, not just some things, but it's all these things, the word tells us that we are what? More than conquerors, and gain a what? Surpassing victory through him who loved us. Amen. So good morning, everybody. It is good to see everybody's faces this morning. Got a few announcements I just want to make before we get into worship this morning. So let's get all these announcements over so we can run into the presence of God. Amen. Hopefully everybody got a letter, and I'm glad you showed up today instead of tomorrow, because I actually put in the letter the 18th. You may not have caught that, but I did actually this morning. So I'm glad you came today. But if you'd come in the morning, you call me, and I'm not doing much right now, I'd have come out and we'd had church. Amen. So, but anyway, that everything's in the letter that you need to know what we're doing to stay safe. Amen. And continue doing this for a little while. And this too shall pass. The main thing is that we learn from it. And we never get lax. We never forget our freedom. Amen. That we have in this great United States of America. So I want to thank Glenn for being here with me every Sunday morning. I only got nervous one time, and I didn't know the cat was missing. I didn't know George was missing. So it's like 20 after 9, and I'm like, okay, Glenn. And about that time, he pulled up. And then I found out his cat was missing. I think that was the day he came home, or he went to get him or something. So George got home, and he's safe. And all is well at the Seton household. So, but I do want to thank him for his faithfulness, and thank you all for being patient and navigating this new way of getting the message out over the last few Sundays. But we do thank God for media, for social media. A lot of people means it for evil, but we mean it for good, that we're able to get the word out, keep in contact with people. And so we're blessed in that area, amen, and blessed to have Brother Glenn that's keeping up on all that stuff for us. So thank you, Glenn. Pray, and I thank you all for continuing to pray and to give to the ministry and to keep it going. And like I said, the best is yet to come. We're only getting started. Amen. So Sunday handouts are on the back table. Pastor wrote a great article in that, in the Sunday handouts. So make sure you grab it and read it. It's really, really awesome word. And Martha's been able to get back to teaching on Wednesday nights. Amen. So we're excited for that. Thankful for that. And the information is in the, if you haven't been able to connect with her, the information is in the Sunday handout on the first page on how you can get in there and connect with her and hear an awesome word. So if you've graduated or you know someone in our congregation that is graduating or has graduated already, let me know. We want to honor them next Sunday. It's a great milestone in your life, whether you're a preschool or, you know, all the way to college. It's always a milestone in your life, no matter how old you are, to be able to graduate. A lot of hours and stuff put into that, so we want to honor those graduates next Sunday. So just let me know if you know of someone. Let me see. Sky's supposed to be giving everybody an information sheet. Just go ahead and fill it out. You might say, well, nothing's changed, but it's for my benefit because I might have misplaced some along the way. So just go ahead and fill it out, and that way I can have a fresh start, okay, on everybody's information. Let's see here. Oh, our new communion cups this morning. I think Sky gave everybody one. When I first got this, I thought, they didn't send me the bread. All I seen was this, and then I got to looking. And so in order to use these, it's got a little flap right here. You just pull that back, and the bread's on top. Then you pull the other flap back, and the communion juice is inside. So these are very convenient and very handy. So we'll be able to start using this all the time that we have communion. So I thought those was really neat. So we got those to start using, and we want to take communion right after praise and worship. Pastor Laverne's got a special song. And so if you're listening today, this will give you an opportunity to go grab you some water, juice, sip of coffee, cracker, bread, whatever, and we'll be taking communion after a while together. Amen. All righty, I believe that's everything today. Let's just stand this morning. Just pray over your offerings today that you are blessed. Amen. Offering and tithes this morning, that you are blessed and that God's promises of his word is running to overtake you this morning, and that you're abundantly blessed, more than you could ever imagine, ask, or think. More than enough. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we just welcome you into this place today. Your word says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. I thank you, Father, that we can run into that strong tower this morning, that you cover us, you protect us, and you watch over us. Father, we come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name that even demons tremble when they hear the name of Jesus, that name that's a strong tower that the righteous run into and are safe. We're thankful today, Lord, that you provide every need that we have, and it is in you that we find rest and peace in the times of uncertainty. And we come today as a body of believers, as Christians, not ashamed of who we are, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's salvation to all mankind. Thank you today, Lord, as we come in your presence. We give you honor. We give you glory. We've come to hear a word today to be encouraged, to be renewed, to be recharged, that we can go out there and tell somebody else of your grace and your love and your mercy. Holy Spirit, our comforter, come into our midst today. You're so welcome to come and to brood upon us, set upon us today, that there is breakthrough, that we experience breakthrough in our lives. And those that are listening today, may they experience your presence as we are experiencing it in this place today. And everybody said amen and amen.
So I will do my best to stay social distanced. And my honey's at home. He should be. Now, I didn't wake him up, but he should be up by now, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
And he ought to have his phone on watching this service. Isn't that right? That's what I thought. Are you all ready? I am so ready. All right. All right, church. You got plenty of room.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. Watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you've lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Are you ready? Come on, help me here. Sing a little louder.
Up from the ashes, hope will arise.
Yes,
death is defeated, the King is alive. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a
hallelujah. Well, I want you to know, we're going to share a song in a minute. It's been a while since we've done it, but we practiced it because we felt led to pull it back out. And I want to share Brother Jerry's message. And I know it's in here, but it's exactly what this song that we're going to do is about. Because, you know, regardless, well, let me just read this. And it says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And this is what Pastor says. There is much being said about prayer during these days of the virus that has led to havoc in our realms of life. As bad as it is, it doesn't approach the death and destruction caused in the Middle Ages in Europe by the bubonic plague, which nearly half the population died. There are other events in history that I could name, but in all of them, man found a way to victory over them. In all the prayers I've heard and said during the days of isolation at home, for what have we been praying? I found myself asking God how I should pray for human conditions. He gave me the scripture above and a biblical example of how it works. In 2 Kings 6, 11 through 17, is the story of Elisha and his servant when the enemy had them surrounded in Dothan by thousands of soldiers. And the servant was terrified when he saw the enemy army. And he asked Elijah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How many times have you heard that all these months? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Christians, what are we going to do? Elisha prayed that God would open his eyes to see the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire all around them. The servant needed to see things from God's view. All of us need our eyes open to see God at work. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-4 tells us that the God of this world has blinded the eyes of people that they can only see the fleshly things in fear. Let us begin to pray for our leaders in all areas that God will open their eyes as he did. And then he says, as he did Elisha's servant, God is going to bring us through this episode of life. Pray without ceasing, but pray the right things. You know, we talk about fear and fear. And you know, while we are using wisdom and common sense and being obedient that we can and follow the Lord, you know, we need to remind ourselves who's around us. And you know, there's times, you know, what, three, you know, there were those times when you think, man, you know, if I go out, is anybody going to try to touch me? You realize how much that's the devil? Amen. That we can't touch each other? You know what Jesus did to the lepers? I don't know where that came from. But we're going to do a song, and it's called, you may recall it, it's called Surrounded. And it says, this is how I fight my battles. It may look like, what? I'm surrounded, but who are we surrounded by? We are surrounded by Him. And this morning as we do this, it's very easy, very simple words, not a whole lot to it, except it's what you're going to see in your mind as you do it. What are you going to see around different individuals that you're praying for? What are you going to see around them? All right, thanks.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Come on.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Come on now.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Come on.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Y'all notice I'm in my fighting mode.
This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Come on now.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
You know, I remember Norval Hayes' testimony about his daughter. just keep playing. But he was out preaching the gospel, winning people to the Lord. And his daughter was out partying and all this kind of stuff. And she'd get right up in his face and say, "Daddy, how does it feel, Daddy, out there winning all those people and your own daughter going to hell? How does it feel, Daddy?" She'd get right up in his face and say that. He said many, many times she would be out and the friends she was with, car wrecks, all kinds of stuff. And guess what happened? She made it out safe. You know why? He was believing God. See, you don't need to believe God. When you're praying for somebody, don't speak the destruction on them. Believe God's protection on them. That their eyes be open to see God's goodness and God's protection around them. That he has delivered them. He has delivered them. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we see it. You're beginning to see it, aren't you? Come on, you're beginning to see it. All right.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, your goodness and their following and surrounding these our loved ones, these children, these grandchildren. These maybe even some parents or aunts and uncles, cousins that are just not acknowledging you. Father God, open their eyes to see you. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we begin to worship you today, we just lift our voices to this simple song and say, Lord, we lift our voice to praise you. There is no one else like you. And we pray that our nation sees this, that our nation begins to see more and more, you know. And now Miss Gail's got our offering there. If you've not put your offering in yet, we had our offering basket back there, didn't we? And that, you know, again, praise God, he's providing.
Yes.
All right, we're ready. And I say this as he's playing that, but this song was written by a closet alcoholic. She was anointed to write songs. She played and sang. And years later, it came out that she was struggling with alcoholism, but she got set free. And you know what she kept doing? She kept praising God. That's who she really was. Amen? That's who she really was. They'll make a stand and say, I am not lost it. I am not a failure. And God, you're going to do supernatural, miraculous openings for these people. Supernatural opening and provision. Don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted. You can trust God, just like this song says, that there is no one else like God. You ready?
There is no other one like you. to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise. Lord, I lift my voice to praise you. Lord, I make a choice to give you praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we praise you. Just lift your voice and praise him. If you're listening or just watching, just wherever you're seated, whatever, just lift your voice and praise him this morning for today. May 17th, 2020. Hallelujah. And this is the year at the beginning we didn't realize how much we're going to be moving forward.
Hallelujah. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Yes. Woo!
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here.
Come on.
Touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Yes.
Hey, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life.
Come on.
I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you.
Oh, let's do Waymaker again. You ready? Hey.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Amen. Woo! Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Father, for your peace in the midst that you cover us. Father God, that our eyes are open to see that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about us, that we have no need to fear, and that, Lord God, you just cover our, you give us a peace that passes all understanding. You need peace today, and you're listening. There's just something that you just, for some reason, it's agitating. You know, we talk about being worried, but there's some things that just agitate people. Get peace from God.
Peace of God. Cover me, cover me, cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm, cover me. Peace of God, cover me.
Come on, church, just see it happening.
Cover me, cover me. Peace of God, cover me through the storm, cover me. Cover me when I am going through the storm. Lord. Cover me when all seems hopeless. Cover me when my faith is gone. Let the peace that passes all my understanding cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Pastor Shirley. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and magnify your name today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Shirley is getting ready to lead us in our communion. And like I said, if you're at home, you know, if it's a glass of water and a cracker or whatever it is you got, it's the symbolism. It's what it stands for. You get it ready as she serves us communion today.